President Trump's executive order to strip funding from sanctuary cities faced its first legal challenge on Friday in San Francisco. That city and Santa Clara County went to federal court to block the order, contending that it's unconstitutional. Our state government reporter Ben Bradford was there.
Both President Trump and opponents of his sanctuary city order have generally discussed it the same way, as an effort to defund cities and counties that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration agents. San Francisco and Santa Clara say that's more than $1 billion in each of their budgets. Labor unions and immigrant aid groups protested early outside the U.S. District Court. But inside the courtroom, where no recording is allowed, Justice Department lawyers offered a very different interpretation of the order. They said, despite the political rhetoric, the agency agrees with the plaintiffs. It can't strip all funds. It's identified three law enforcement grants it could legally withhold, representing hundreds of thousands to a few million dollars for the largest cities, not billions. After the hearing, San Francisco Deputy City Attorney Sarah Eisenberg called it a modest victory.
What we did see today was a significant backing down, at least on the part of the attorney that was in court, from the broader position that the administration seemed to be taking. We are not confident that that is going to stick.
Eisenberg says the city will continue to push to strike down the order. The judge says he'll rule soon on whether to grant a preliminary injunction, which would block the order as the case proceeds. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Bradford.